So out of the book, he cited the 8th Psalm and its 2nd verse, a text they should have known well because they were probably singing it all the time in the synagogue and in the temple. This text says that God has ordained his praise to come even from the children. Not just children, but sucklings. That is, nursing infants. Some may wonder. Sometimes, it's strange because this has only happened in the last several decades, but some may wonder why we have infants and little children in our worship services. It's very simple, friends. It's very plain. The Lord has ordained that praise would come out of them. Children, even infants, are part of Christ's church. They are to worship God. Note that they praised him with the very same praises of the psalm that the adults did. They were there in the temple, weren't they? Just as the adults were. Children must be part of the worship of God. The Lord has ordained it. Yet the religious leaders wanted to stop these children from praising him. They wanted Jesus, in fact, right? In fact, what they're essentially doing is they're telling Jesus, stop them. Right? In that, we actually find, sad to say, elements in the church that seek to keep children from coming to Christ. I went online this week, and I don't necessarily recommend you do this, in search of contemporary views of children in worship services. One of the top search results came from an article whose title was 6 Reasons Why Children Should Not Be in the Adult, quote-unquote, Worship Service. And that sad, sorry article did not cite one single solitary scripture. It was all pragmatism. It was all secular psychology. That's all it was. They even cited a celebrity atheist who said that church bored him as a child, and that is why he doesn't go to church today. But friends, when Christians cite atheists and not scripture, all the Lord is asking is, have you not read? Because this text says something completely backwards from that sentiment. And so many of us will say, yes, we were in church as a young child, and here I am in the praises of God today. So anecdotes are just anecdotes. We believe the word of the living God. And you must also understand that a church is really dead without children. It is on its way to expiration. So much of the old country, right, the few churches sometimes that are left in biblical, in Europe, in so many places where the Reformation burned so hot, all you have are gray hairs. And there's a generation that's about to die out, and the praises of God until the Lord brings revival is going to die out in several of these places. And now church buildings are turned into pubs because there are no children continuing to praise the Lord. And that's what we're in danger of here in the West, because we have decided to excommunicate the children out of the church. They can go and they can make coloring books of Noah's Ark 300 times in their life, and they've not once even understood the story of God's judgment there. And they leave the church because there is no gospel there. And they're not receiving the Savior. And so we think of how many scriptures like ours here. And the one in Matthew 19:14, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. He says the kingdom is actually more beautifully pictured by the children and their relative innocency than it is of those of us who are older. And so we say, if the chief priests and scribes are displeased by the praises of the children, whose side would we be on if we are displeased with their praises? We would be on the side of the enemies of God and the enemies of Christ. Let us never do that. Let us choose rightly. And let us see that Jesus Christ is pleased when children praise him. He has ordained praise to come out of their mouths. Children, boys and girls, think how wonderful it is that the Lord smiles on your praise. And he has a care for your praise. The world thinks very little of you, but Jesus Christ thinks very much of you. And you must be praising him for that. Praise him then vigorously, praise him cheerfully, praise him with heart and mouth. He has ordained not only the content of your praise, but also the ones who will praise him. And he intends you to join the adults in the praise of God.